Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's I don't know, middle of the week almost, and there's so many absurdities, we can't fit them all into one show. So we'll start with California. Absurdville, California. The first place, if you will, that is, the largest state in the nation as far as population, that would mandate, without exemption, the shooting up of your kids with vaccinations. That's where we start. Because yesterday we talked about SB 792, which would expand that, if you will, and target adults. How many adults do we have left in California? Not to incite riots among my California listeners, but you should already be rioting based on the fact that they're trying to force all of your children without exemption. Good luck if you can get a medical exemption into that and then targeting the adults. Good news on that, at least yesterday, semi-good news, was that we got word that it was tabled. SB 792 was tabled, if you will. They didn't do a vote on it. They were planning to do a vote, which means that some Californians may have rioted or threatened to riot because this was a shoe-in, just like the other one that passed was a shoe-in. The opposition team submitted more amendments over the weekend directly with the bill author and through allies at the Capitol. They're trying to figure out a way, just like they did, to ignore the will of the people in California to make sure this thing passes. So far, it's been passed over, and it's retained. Stand by. It doesn't mean they're giving up on it. Additional amendments on the table. They want to require full disclosure, talk about additional exemptions, and the people who are opposing it, those who are friends of ours, are doing their level best to drag it out so that it times out. But it's still so far behind. Can you still say behind the eight ball? Is that possible? You're behind the eight ball? Is that still a saying, Super Don?
You hear it from time to time. Between behind a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, but in this case, no. It's more behind the eight ball, I think, if that makes sense. You're behind because you're fighting from the rear, so to speak. Well, we'll fight from the rear. I was like, no, you've already lost the battle.
If you're fighting from the rear, you're kind of doing it backwards.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that California, again, this is not me bashing the people of California, but at the same time, I just find it absolutely patently absurd that we're living in a country that you have to petition your government to not assault your children. And if you lose, sorry, you can't go to school. Now, I'm probably one of the few places in broadcast media that would acknowledge that sending your kids to a government indoctrination center does subject them to some of the rules associated with it, because it's not a right, even though they can try to write a right into a state constitution, but it doesn't exist. The right to an education does not exist. You understand the right? You don't have a right to an education. You could say you have a right. No, the government, the people decided that that's part of what, if you're in California, you get to have that. Right. But it's not a right. You're not born. The creator didn't give you the right to be educated by a bunch of dunderheads in government. If you think that's the case, you've got a very low opinion of your creator. I'm just saying there are better ways to learn than the way they've done it. Of course, they've watered down education to total indoctrination so that people believe whatever is coming out of the mouths of the paid political pundits of the mainstream media. Now, not the folks that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I know you've tended to outgrow, you see through the pharmaceutical political matrix in so many ways. Yet we must cover them because so many of you have woken up in the last few years to hear this message, because you were once under their trance, as I was, as probably we all were at some point in our lives. So I know this is sort of a good news, bad news scenario, but I just want to step back and point out the absurdity of having to petition your government, please, please, please don't mandate the medical assault of my child, and then if you lose the vote, you're screwed. Right? That doesn't seem to me to be anything resembling freedom.
How about we do a good news, bad news, good news then?
Okay, let's do it. I'm waiting.
Oh, I get to do, okay. All right.
You know, you got it. I want to hear it.
Here's the good news then.
Yeah.
AB 1117.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that one?
I think that was the one with if a doctor were to be found to have like 100% compliance in any given kid vaccines, like fully vaccinated according to the CDC schedule, they get money, a kickback.
$125 Amazon gift card. No, it was $125 kickback.
Yeah.
To every doctor for a fully vaccinated 2-year-old on Medi-Cal in California. AB1117 died.
It's dead.
No, in the water. Referred to committee, did not pass.
I think what would happen if it would have passed, you would have found dead doctors. And the reason is like,
is this the you bring the syringe, I bring the other thing that makes a bigger hole?
Perhaps. But, I mean, think about this. The incentive to make sure not only that kids are vaccinated, basically shot up, you have to be sure they're 100% shot full of holes in order to get the money. You want an extra $125 per client, per patient in your office, Dr. Pediatrician? You're going to have to be sure that they all... this is the kind of coercion and corruption and violence that is being perpetrated through the licensed representatives of the pharmaceutical state. So as I said, pediatricians are as dangerous as dentists, because there are some shots that still contain mercury, and even those that don't contain residual amounts, which is irony. Wait, I mean, they don't, but they do, but they all do. And they'll contain aluminum, another heavy metal that has neurological degradation type effects. So we are living in an insane asylum, where we have to petition, have to. Understand what my language of choice is in California, evidently. You have to beg and plead, according to this, when it kicks in next year. If you want your kids to go to not only a public school, see, this is where it takes a dangerous, even more dangerous turn, because it's private school, too. Which used to be the private schools had fair amount of leeway in determining the policies of admission. And in this case, they can discriminate by law, mandated discrimination, against your beliefs. And this is ultimately a religious belief. I've said it to everyone. Even if you think your quote-unquote religion doesn't have a statement on it, your religious beliefs are deeply held personal convictions. And it's notwithstanding whatever membership you claim to have or don't have regarding a 501c3 registered IRS tax-exempt church, religion, mosque, synagogue, whatever. So is it just me seeing the absurdity of this? The insanity of a world where we claim to be the best country on the planet, the freest country on the planet, and yet states like California, supposedly a liberal bastion of freedom, have already passed legislation into law saying that you are not free, your kids are not free, they must be medically assaulted before we allow them to get an education. I ask the questions here. You want to call me? 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We got op-ed with us, too?
We do.
Our millennial intern?
Op-ed.
We sure do.
I'm asking.
Who's we?
Tough,
you got a mouse
hard,
in your pocket?
Is that a dog? What is that? I hear clanging and clinging.
the troops have gathered in the kitchen.
All right. Well, welcome. Welcome, Ed. Hey, thank you, my friend. Millennial perspective on the absurdity of a free country, yet laying it out that, not that I believe education is a right, because I said this doesn't make sense. Yes, God gave us the right to be educated by a bunch of morons. No, that's not a right. That's not smart at all. But even if you want it, let's just say you succumb and you say, well, it's the best we got. The fact is, do you have to subject your children to medical assault, potentially death, due to vaccination in order to have them attend the school? Come on, what kind of country do we live in?
Yeah, I think most millennials can get the idea of if it's so good you have to force me at gunpoint to do it,
mm-hmm.
it may not be as good as you are saying.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I definitely think this is a win, though, because that, you know, you got the SP-792 got tabled, but the main thing is that adult vaccination thing got kicked out.
Well, no,
you know,
that's it.
That's the one tabled.
Yeah, yeah, the kickbacks got killed.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, this should be heralding that as a victory, man. They actually were able to discern that this is something that may have some incentives that may keep someone from actually getting someone some proper care kind of thing. And
sure.
You actually able to stop it. I mean, this is a victory.
ProPublica and Dollars for Docs still shows the way that docs are paid off by Big Pharma. So don't think that that's going to stop them. But speaking of bullets and guns and explosions, there was another one in China. Ed, do you know about this? A huge explosion rocks Chinese province. Is this the third one in just weeks? Am I counting right?
Yep, this is the third one. The third one. It came in about 11:30 last night. To be honest with you, we've only gotten what's come out of the Chinese government. I mean, this is a very interesting subject because as we speak, there is pretty much a dragnet surveillance shutdown in that country. You can't get some stuff out of that country that is not approved by the People's Daily China, essentially.
Yeah.
But what we've learned right now, and this is based off what they've told us, is that in Dunying City of Shandong, another one of the huge industrial centers, a blast, very similar to the Taishan and the Zhenhe province in Shandong last week,
yes,
rocked the city. Now, they're saying a mile away from the city, people felt the explosion.
Another big one.
Yeah.
It's the third one. You know, when you think about one, okay, you're like one off, two, now three. Super Don, you don't think this is the U.S. space-based weaponry dropping down on China? What do you think?
You know, listen, I don't think so, because here's the deal. I mean, you had the first explosion, then you had the second explosion, mm-hmm. and a lot of people were raising their eyebrows and going, wait a minute, there's some people over here that are pointing fingers at the U.S. and saying maybe perhaps the U.S. is doing this. We need to look into this. And you saw a lot of you know, a lot of banter going back and forth on the internet, you know, basically suggesting that the U.S. was behind these explosions. Now, I don't think the U.S., as much as we might have, you know, if the opinions that we do about the government and the war machine and the neocons and the thing, I can't imagine that they would do a third explosion right after two when everybody's looking at them going, hey, did you do it?
How about
this? I'd almost be like, hey, look, let me do it again to prove it.
How about this? The economy's tanking. People who own the factories, which really isn't the people, it's the government, maybe has a big insurance policy out on the chemical factory. Could this be it? We'll talk about it some more after the break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scottville.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water. We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
The garden, she is a growing. China, it is a blowing up. Three times now. They blowed it up. Who's blowing what up? Why are they doing it? Of course, we've said it before. We talked about it, I think, last week. The economic warfare behind the scenes, political as well, but it's all economics ultimately. Could it be U.S. space-based weapons dropping down from the sky? Could it be Chinese businessmen wanting insurance for their failing economy? Let's cash in the chemical munitions, the stuff we're doing. It's not making money. Let's just blow it up and gather the insurance. I don't know the answer to it, but Superdome sure does. Don't you, Superdome? What's going on?
I have the answers to everything.
You're giving us analogies of people tooting on an elevator while we're on break. I'm just like, oh, wow, okay.
I mean, China, geopolitics, and tooting on people have pointed fingers at the U.S. for being involved. So the question is, honestly, what are we asking here? Oh, what's how do we connect the dots on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, are we assuming that perhaps, you know, the U.S. government might be involved in this, trying to create a distraction or a false flag event or something? Is it possible? Of course it is. But I just listen, the U.S. government is not that stupid. They're not that careless.
How do you know? You work for them?
Lot, because how many other things have we talked about, Robert, on this show that are
sure.
serious?
Throw that back in my face. Yeah.
Right? I mean, we do all the time. And so in this case, yes, the analogy is I mean, imagine if you went on an elevator, right? Mm-hmm. And you accidentally cut the cheese, right? And so what? Everybody's looking at everybody going, who did it? Who did that? Now, would you be dumb enough to cut another one as everybody's looking around trying to figure out who it was that did it? No.
Well, maybe your goal is to to intimidate everyone on that elevator. What if your goal is just look them in the eye and say, yeah, I did it.
Yeah, good. What are you going to do about it, right? That's the Ed's got this, the one-upmanship. The brain. Don't tell Ed, shut up. No, listen, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes. We don't have the answers to all these things.
Well, okay, here's what I want to say also here. Mm-hmm. Okay, did you know that just in the current news cycle right now, we've got a massive explosion that disfigured a Texas landowner. We've got a family left shaken by a pump house explosion in wherever Jack County is. We've got a gas worker that was injured in a Bremerton motel explosion, which mm-hmm. I believe is in Texas. And we've got another man missing in Minnesota from a house explosion. So tell me, how are those connected?
Well, listen, Super Don, your point is taken. I have seen, in fact, a few miles from here, a year or two ago, a propane gas explosion. You know, it wasn't a China space weapon, and it happened. It was huge, big fireball. But I think the scale and the scope, and with geopolitics the way it is, and the ability to know this stuff, and you look at a mushroom cloud, people are going to ask bigger questions than those other explosions. But to your point, yes, sometimes stuff does just blow up.
I don't disagree with
etc. Yeah.
I don't disagree with you on that, but I'm just saying sometimes we have to put things in perspective. The same as we were talking about with the doctors that were missing and that mm-hmm. were dying.
Right.
You just have to kind of take a step back once in a while and kind of look at things and realize that guess what? Things happen. They do. There are coincidences. Now, we don't want to go all the way and say everything's a coincidence because then we're turning a blind eye to the conspiracy.
No, we will not do that. We will not do that. Op-Ed, by the way, show notes are up at robertscottbell.com.
They sure are.
He's awesome. And links as well to Cilla Whatcott and the Homeoprophylaxis Seminar October 2nd through 4th in Dallas?
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Also, we got the links to Mango for Health. And we've got a question of the day surrounding that, which we launched yesterday. What?
You know what? It's funny because our op-ed just did a great Ed McMahon. I'd never thought about it that way. Ed McMahon, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. What do I mean? Blah, 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 Ed?
Yep.
Yes. So Ed McMahon right there.
Oh, you know what? We were talking off the air about people who stutter, but they can sing. And I brought up, like, Jim Nabors. And just, you know, generationally, the millennials don't necessarily know who Jim Nabors is, but because he was in the military, I brought up Gomer Pyle.
And well, everybody, golly!
Everybody knows Gomer Pyle in the military because he's, you know, that what do you call it, the proverbial bumbling private, right?
Yes, proverbial bumbling private.
But they don't know about this guy, this country bumpkin with a high-pitched, squealy voice that can sing the deep opera, which is like a corresponding thought form as to how someone could stutter when they speak, yet have a beautiful singing voice, ability to sing out without stuttering. It's interesting because the neural pathways are often different. Listen, we got to take a break here. Op-Ed, thank you so much for all your contributions. We'll keep it going. I'm looking forward to some articles. Particularly, we've been teasing one about the scam of global warming and more details behind the scenes as President Obama is going to run with Bear Grylls and say, hey, where are the glaciers? Because you people are burning too much something. Or maybe passing too much gas, as Super Don mentioned.
Explosion. Yeah. The carbon is coming.
GMO update, the Dark Act. How much did they get paid to vote for that?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are FortressSurvivalLLC.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, I used to be the poster boy for allergies. Literally, everything. I was reacting to everything. It gave you the 100 postal holes in the back of little Scotty Bella design. See what happens? They all inflame. This boy should be in a plastic bubble. I know, here, let's give him some drugs. Antihistamines. No, they're deadly. No, they're not. Yes, they are. Well, he survived. Let's give him some shots. How about 10 years of allergy shots? Yeah, right. So party on, you allergic peanuts, right?
we didn't have growing up, as much as I was the allergic kid, a lot of anaphylaxis, right? I heard of some kids, and Superdon, you'll know this, kids that, like, if they get stung by a bee, they have to have their EpiPen, or they have anaphylactic shock.
Oh, yeah. That is the reason why a lot of schools, a lot of teachers now, have access to an EpiPen in school because of that.
Exactly. And so that's one thing for a bug bite, bee sting. What about for peanuts? That wasn't part of the equation growing up. Never heard of that. Now, obviously, as we grew up, became adults, and we saw these kids, suddenly the strange stuff was going on. Peanut allergies everywhere. Deadly peanut allergies, not just mild
in
stuff.
In fact, every once in a while, I'll see a label on something, and it always cracks me up because it'll be something completely, I mean, for example, it'd be, let's say there was, like, I was at the store, and I was buying a package of figs or something, right? And sometimes you'll find on these packages, there'll be a little label. This item was made in machinery that is used for peanuts. And it's like, or may contain peanuts.
Yeah, I think they all have that. They trace amounts
like,
of peanuts.
What? Yeah. That would never have peanuts in a million years when I'm buying, but they've had to put that stuff on there because people are, I mean, it can kill people now.
The hypersensitivity has become so also real. Now, there are a lot of reasons for it, one of which, of course, when you monocrop, which they do with peanuts for the most part, same stuff over and over and over and over, they have to grow them artificially. They have to synthetically fertilize them. They have to synthetically fumigate, antifungidate. I'm going to make that up at this point. But you have
antifungidate.
Yeah, antifungidate. That's basically not the Ashley Madison version of dating, I promise.
Oh, I see. That is the dating service for people with toenail fungus.
Exactly. You got a fungus, contact this service. But They you know, so much spraying, so much toxic spraying. Of course, we know of the aflatoxin associated with a lot of the peanut growth, associated with the you know, mold and fungus, things like that. And, you know, we can start sourcing and looking back to what has happened with monocropping, monoculture, if you will, monoagriculture, and how it's destroyed the soil. And, of course, the crops grown on that soil also imbalanced as far as a food source. So that things we used to eat growing up, Skippy peanut butter or whatever it was, now people can't tolerate. No, we have some organic peanut butter. I like the raw almond butter, but that's a whole other story. But these peanuts, legumes as they are creating dangerous scenarios for some of these kids. Now, doctors in their infinite wisdom, you know, those pediatricians I love so much, right? I talk so nicely about them related to California's mandate and the willingness of these pediatricians to shoot these kids up without reading the inserts, without reading the real science of surrounding the dangers, without even knowing that $3 billion, over $3 billion, has been paid out to families of vaccine injured and killed children. Now they're going to say what we need to do to solve this problem, coming from the pediatric community, is we need to feed peanuts to babies.
Oh.
Yeah, that's their answer. Feed peanuts to babies. Because if they don't get them till later, they could, I mean, okay, I understand the concept, but it goes nothing at all to the heart of the reason allergies happen. Nothing about pesticides, nothing about aflatoxin, nothing about ripping of the guts due to vaccination. Right? It's the facilitation of the destruction of the epithelial lining of the gut and the destruction of the microbiome that causes all kinds of aberrant immunological manifestations, including allergies and including the hyperimmune response into anaphylaxis with peanuts. No discussion of that. It's just let's feed these same toxic peanuts to babies before they overreact later. Pardon me for not bowing down to the delusional Doug Reed medical professionals who come up with a stupid plan like that.
You know what I want to say about this, though?
What do you want
to say? Is that I think it's interesting that if we compare this to, say, the vaccination debate, okay, what is the argument about against, say, having a chickenpox party, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, you can't do that. If you do that, then I'm going to give disease to kids to stop disease. That just doesn't make any sense. You know, you're supposed to give them a vaccine. If there was a peanut vaccine, do you think they would be encouraging people to feed peanuts to babies?
Hell no.
Or would we be seeing an argument about how that's just a crazy thing, like having your kid go to a chickenpox party?
Well, and the irony of what you've just said, Super Don, is that some vaccines evidently have derivatives from peanuts.
Oh.
And that could also be adding to this, what, hyperimmune-stimulating vaccine shot, creating, you know, these hyperimmune reactions against anything right. that's related to the peanut.
But I love this because it's an appeal to nature is what's kind of going on here, where, you know, they're saying, well, you know, the right way to do it is the natural way, right? Mm-hmm. If we want to fight peanut allergies, give peanuts to your child. Well, why can't we say that about stuff like chicken pox? To fight the chicken pox issue or the, you know, the problem with chicken pox, give your child chicken pox as a baby, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I don't understand.
It's interesting you know? That you should say that, though, too, because I would, of course, propose something like we'll talk about at the homeoprophylaxis seminar, October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Dallas, Texas, with Scylla Whatcott and a number of other folks going to be there. Alan Phillips, our good friend, will be there, as well as Andy Wakefield and others, and doctors from all over the world talking about this. What we could do is actually give the homeopathic form of peanuts, which can be done in a safe way, to sensibly desensitize that hyper response.
There's a homeopathic form of peanuts?
There is.
What's it called?
I don't know the Latin name for peanuts.
Oh.
Peanutus legumum. I'm making it up now.
I've stumped.
we would call it a peanut nozode, basically, if you will. Ah. You know, you just take that, and yeah, it's not something that, well, we do that with a lot of allergens. You can take pollen. You can take ragweed. You can take mold. All of these things that you can put into allergy formulas, and you can safely use them. And we've talked about it on the air with Dr. King on our Healing Revolution Fridays, where it safely addresses the way they want to do it in a very potentially harmful way by feeding these kids non-organic, aflatoxin-loaded peanuts when they're babies. That's why I say it's just not smart. I know where they're getting, but they can't think in terms of a safe way to do it because they don't have a concept that energy is real, that there's a way that the metabolic system of the body can interact with the energetic aspect of life itself. Because we're more than just a lump of coal or a clay or various molecules. And yet that's something that allopathic medicine, which has rendered itself pretty much, useless when it comes to holistic living, right? The skeptics are like, we're holistic, right? But body, mind, spirit, they really pay it lip service at that. And what they do, they spit through their lips on it rather than acknowledge the things that we would do in a non-molecular fashion. So anyway, I think healing the gut, of course, we talk about all of the time, key to reversing allergies, healing the liver, getting the liver to detox. Now, one of the things working against that, of course, GMO foods. The DARC Act, denying Americans the right to know, how did it pass? Evidently, House members were getting, you talk about kickbacks, House members getting paid big bucks. It turns out nearly $30 million were dumped by big food into the greasy pockets of these amoral traitors, as it's described by Jonathan Benson, staff writer at Natural News. $30 million went in. And by the way, this is largely a Republican bill. There are about 45 Democrats, but just so you know, we're equal opportunity offenders when it comes to political parties. If the Democrats are dunderheads, we'll call them out. If the Republicans are dunderheads, we'll call them out. And in this case, they're slobbering all over the GMO issue, although President Barack Obama would be thrilled to sign the DARC Act in a heartbeat. And he's supposedly a Democrat. He doesn't give a flip about this issue in terms of our freedom to say we don't want GMOs, or if you're going to insist on having them out there, at least label them. And this would prohibit states from making their own laws, including the ones that have already been made, that mandate that kind of labeling. And then we've got foreign countries. Yes, USA number one. What do we say, number 20 in freedom last week? USA, not number one in kicking GMOs to the curb. But Monsanto recently was kicked out of Greece and Latvia. Greece basically limping along with almost no economy, and little Latvia in the Baltic Republic, I believe it is, kicked these genetically engineered companies to the curb. And GMO bans are sweeping through Europe. I'm not saying that the GM companies are going to give up here. But what does that say about the intelligence of Americanus bubicanus? You know, which I am one, I guess at one point or another. Maybe I'm not as bubiconist as I once was. But the, you know, Bubaconis. But the connection. What did I post that picture earlier on the Facebook about the three raised beds, the gardens? You know, I'm trying to be a living example for everybody too. And I know there are people that have been gardening much more than I was. I haven't since I left Georgia years ago. To this extent, it's because you get connected back to your food. You understand the danger of GMOs. And the Americanus bubaconis for generations now has been disconnected from the source of their food. They can go to the drive-thru, they can go to the grocer's freezer, grab whatever, no big deal. They don't know. It all looks the same. And they're told by their dunderheaded doctors with degrees, licensed by the United States government or the state's subdivisions, if you will, and they're told that it has nothing to do with food. Or if it does, it's just an allergy, but the allergy has nothing to do with the way it's grown or the pesticides on it or in it or the fact that they've screwed up the soil. So we've been convinced for generations because we're no longer farmers and we're duped. Whereas the Europeans, much more agriculturally connected, generations that were not totally disconnected like we were in America through petrochemical farming, say, no, 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 don't screw with our food. Get out of here. And they're succeeding where we in America have failed miserably because we bought into the better living through chemistry of DuPont of the 20th century into the 21st. Inevitably, it's going to fail. It's only a question of how many people it takes out of the food chain along the way. And this is why I encourage you to make these changes now, not when it's too late. Even if it's one thing that's cleaner, organic or local or both, even if it's not certified, if you know how the farmer is growing it, it's going to make a huge difference in your health. And you're not going to need the perceived need for any kind of government intervention. Insurance coverage will not be something you want. In fact, you'll reject it outright, which is a problem to big pharma, to big government, to big media. Guess how much money is being paid by big pharma in ads to those media conglomerates? See the picture? All right. First rule about Fight Club, don't talk about Fight Club. But we're going to talk about it with the kids.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Superdon, you stumped the band. Or you stumped at Dumbledore. And, you know, Dumbledore?
Yeah, it's not Dumbledork. I mean, we can go with Dumbledork if you like.
Oh,
that.
You would go that? You would go there? No. You would not go there.
Anyway.
I did not say that. Dumbledore. Anyway, the Latin name for a peanut. I mean, I've never had to prescribe a homeopathic peanut, other than it for allergies. But then we call it a peanut. We don't give it a Latin name. It's just not really a commonly utilized in the Materia Medica. You found the Latin name, though, didn't you?
I did. It is Arrakis hypogea.
Poof. You're a peanut.
Yes.
Well, you know how you, in terms of endearment, sometimes you call your little kids your little peanut, right? But in this case, again, we're talking about the homeopathic form could be good, but that's not good enough because we got to heal the gut. Those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. All the links are up. The banners are there. The upcoming events are there. We just added one in Tampa, Florida, for all of my Tampa listeners, Tampa area. October the 29th, I believe is a Thursday evening, 7 o'clock at Abby's Health and Nutrition. I don't know if we've added that into the notes yet.
You were saying Abby's Pizza. It's not Abby's?
Abby's Pizza?
No.
I've never heard of Abby's Pizza.
You don't have Abby's Pizza? Oh, I guess not. Maybe that's a West Coast thing.
Totally don't have that. No, I've never heard of it.
Okay.
We have Pizza Fusion. That's the organic pizza place.
Pizza
they
Hut?
Have that in Tampa. No pizza.
Domino's?
What? No. Yeah, Domino's, I've heard of them, but we don't do
okay.
that.
All right.
Arrakis hypogea. Oh, anyway, kids, daycare, right? We talked about daycare, the AB 792. They want to mandate vaccination for anybody that works in daycare for adults, right?
That's right.
Keep expanding that. And I think that this story is about the adults getting back
before, you know, they're assaulted by a California law. Do we have an audio clip? I don't even know how to set this up because I haven't heard this.
Now, if you've seen this, is a movie came out, I don't know, a few years ago, but see if you can remember what movie this clip is from.
What do you want me to do? You just want me to hit you?
Come on. Do me just one favor.
Why?
Why? I don't know why. I don't know. Never been in a fight. You?
No, but that's a good thing.
No, it is not. How much can you know about yourself if you've never been in a fight?
Okay. So, evidently...
You know what movie that's from?
Of course. Fight Club.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course
great I Great movie. I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was a great
You find out at the end, Norton and Pitt. Can I spoil it for everybody?
If you haven't seen it by now. I mean, sure.
Person, but anyway, split personality, I guess you could say. But anyway, this is up in New Jersey. Two New Jersey daycare workers ran a fight club for kids aged 4 to 6 in the daycare center. Why are you laughing? That's horrible. It's tragic.
A fight club for kids 4 to 6 years old.
Listen, if you got 2 4-year-olds going at it, not a lot of is really going to happen. But if you got a 4 against a 6, that's pretty uneven. By then, there's a big growth spurt in those 2 years. But regardless, I'm not endorsing a fight club in daycare centers.
Yeah, this is bad. This is bad.
And it was run by two women.
Even worse.
That is strange, unless this is a Ronda Rousey thing, but she would inspire
and
that.
They were grandmothers. What? No.
Oh, no. No, no, they were 22 and 28 years old. Got to talk to Op-Ed about that. What happened to these millennials?
Oh, and by the way, they were nuns.
No. I know, they weren't nuns. But think about this. Listen, my kids were sparring when they were little, but they were actually in karate school. And they wear the pads, they teach them respect, and that's a different kind of thing than I think what was going on here. Because they were videotaping it, putting it up to Snapchat, and evidently 10 seconds later it would disappear, and they thought they wouldn't get caught.
Oh, man. I mean, really? I mean, that we're talking, sir, that's child abuse.
Yeah, that's bad. I mean, listen, at least if you have Arnica there, you might know. No, that's not even right.
That still doesn't make
that
it
still
okay.
That still doesn't make it right. No, I'm just kidding. Just teasing. No, it's horrible. But anyway, we wrestled with the kids. Didn't you wrestle with your kids?
Of course. But you don't encourage them to fight
other kids. That's horrible.
Especially like in an underground fight club so that you can record it and put it on the internet.
Man, oh man. How long will that be till they might as well give you the option? Well, if you're not going to get vaccinated, you have to enter your kid into fight club in California. All right, that's a real story. We aren't making that up. Go look. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Hey, next hour, we got a success story in New York about a mom getting the right not to vaccinate her son. Unbelievable that she had to go through this. Also, Cilla Woodcott's going to be back talking homeoprophylaxis. We're going to tell you things you're not supposed to know. The FDA certainly doesn't want you to know, and certainly the CDC doesn't want you to know. But we're going to tell you next hour, robertscottbell.com. Why? Because the power to heal and not get shot is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.